Right, so that's something that stuck with me for 20 years. That when I think of when you hear it first, you know, the first will be last and the last will be first. And the kind of the end of that Bible verse is, you know, if you try and honor yourself, you'll be humbled. But if you humble yourself, you'll be honored. And those are lessons we can learn. And that's a lesson that I had to learn kind of the hard way. That when you try and honor yourself and you try and put yourself first, you're going to be humbled. And that's something that in college, I had a time in my life where I was trying to honor myself. I was trying to do things on my own. I was trying to put myself first. And that's when everything crumbled, where I got injured, my relationships were falling apart, and everything kind of just, the bottom fell out. And that's when I kind of had to first realize that I couldn't do it on my own, and then I got to stop living by the motto, if you ain't first, you're last. And I got to stop living like that. And that kind of parallelism, the first will be last and the last will be first, that's called chiastic parallelism, which is based on the Greek letter chi, which is our X. And so you have the last will be first, and they kind of flip-flop and make a little X, and the first will be last, last will be first. And that, we see that a lot in Hebrew poetry, and we also see that a lot when Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. So these couple of parables we saw today are about Jesus talking about the kingdom of God and saying, it's a lot different than what you think. That your world is going to tell you who's first is first. And those who honor themselves are going to be honored. But Jesus is saying, that's not how it is in my kingdom. You guys got it backwards. If you try and be first, you're going to be last. If you try and honor yourself, you're going to be humbled. That my kingdom is so much different than what you see and what your experience is on this earth. This is something different, something new. And in fact, it's a lot discomforting for us. We can let go of this desire to honor ourselves, let go of this desire to be number one, and let God take care of it. So today's parable is a landowner who has a vineyard. And so he goes out early in the morning and he says, hey guys, why don't you come work for me? And then a few hours later he says, hey, we still got a lot of work. It's more guys. Come on, work for me. And then every few hours he's going out and getting more people to work for him. And then at the end of the day he says, okay, people who came in last, we'll pay them first. And he pays them a denarius. And so then these guys who have been working all day in the hot sun are like, all right, they're getting a denarius. We're going to get a few more. This is going to be good. And they only get a denarius. And even though that's fair, they're upset. They're angry. And they're angry at the generosity of someone else. How dare he be generous with someone and not with me? And in this parable, God is the landowner. And how many times do we get angry at God because he's generous with someone else? Or he has mercy for someone else? That we say, hey, this person wronged me. Why didn't you smite them? Or why did you bless this person with this life and not me? And we get so angry at God because somehow we think that we deserve grace. And that's an oxymoron. That somehow we think we deserve more mercy. One of the big points of this parable is that God is generous. And if you look at, it doesn't say how many workers he got each time, but you can guess that there was more workers who only worked part of the day than the whole day. And so by percentage-wise, this landowner, or God, was generous to more people than he was fair. And God wants to be the same with us. He wants to be generous. God wants to be generous with his love. He wants to be generous with forgiveness. He wants to be generous with his presence and his power. But part of the problem is us. That we grumble and complain. We say, God, I'm going to follow you if following you means I get to be the missionary to the yacht club or the country club. That we say, God, I want you in my life, but only up to this point. That on the outside, on the fringe, hey, great, why don't you just stay right there? deep inside, I've got too much stuff that, you know, it's mine, it's personal, it's private, so God, why don't you just stay out of it? And we live our lives like that. And we put up barriers and we put up boundaries for other people and for God. We say, God, nope, you're not here. And that's us putting ourselves first. That somehow we think that we're going to fix ourselves. We somehow think that the pain that we're feeling, we can fix by ourselves, or the shame, whatever else we're holding on to. We think, I'm going to do it on my own. And we keep trying and trying to do it on our own. And when you live by the motto, if you ain't first, you're last, you get hurt. And you're only hurting yourself. We sung in the song today that God is healer. And that's the truth. God wants to heal you. That part of your soul that you're not bearing to God because somehow you think that he's going to think less of you, or somehow you think that you need to take care of it yourself so you're good enough for God. God's saying to you, I'm healer. Let me heal it. If you had a broken leg and you went to the hospital and you said, okay, doctor, don't take a look at my leg, that'd be ridiculous. You want your leg to be healed. So when there's a part inside of you that's hurting, that there's pain, and there's a great physician that says, let me heal that, stop saying no. That when you live your life with all these barriers put up and all these boundaries put up, it drives you crazy. It makes you so weary and tired because your whole life is spent holding up these shields and these barriers and making sure that no one can get in. When there's so much more to life than just trying to protect yourself or look out for number one. That when you look out for number one, you have this really narrow view. And that's all you're looking at, because all you're looking at is yourself. And so you, when you see the future, you just see this very narrow little thing. Because you're only looking at, this is what I want, or this is what I think God should give me. That when we take a step back, and we stop trying to be first, and we stop trying to honor ourselves, God's going to expand that view. God has a real desire to show you what he's doing and where he's working. And we aren't looking for it because we're only looking at, this is what I want and this is what's good for me, or so we think. When we allow ourselves to take a step back, allow God to take control, then we can step back and God's going to give us this panoramic view of what he's doing. And so instead of me saying, hey, God, I've got this great idea, I'm going to go do this, why don't you bless it? When I take a step back, I see God is working over here. I'm going to go over there. And then I see, hey, God's working over here. I'm going to go over there. And we get to see it. And that's when our ministry is powerful. Not when we think that we have all the best ideas and the newest technology. It's when we step back and say, God, you're all the technology we need. You're the mastermind behind it. Why don't you lead it and I'll join in. I love in this parable that there seems that this vineyard has an unlimited amount of work. That more and more workers are coming in and there's still more work to be done. And that's how it is with our world. That there is work to be done. That the fields are ripe for the harvest, but the laborers are few. And God is the landowner saying, hey, come on. You're not hired today. Come on. Come work for me. I've got work for you to do. And he keeps going out, keeps going out. Don't be one of the workers that doesn't have a job to do and says, no thanks. You know, I'm just going to be lazy today. I don't want to work today. That God is doing something, and he's doing something here, and he's doing something now. And you don't want to miss it. You don't want to sit on the sidelines. You don't want to try and be a spectator. There's no audience in this. In the vineyard, we say everyone gets to play. That's it. Everyone. That's all of you. God's saying to all of you, come on. There's work to be done. And that's work of advancing the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is doing what Jesus was doing. And when Jesus was here, his main purpose was to destroy the work of the enemy. The enemy, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job description. That's his MO. And so we come against that. And in places where he hasn't done that yet, we say, nope, not here. You're not doing that sort of stuff here. And in places where he has, we heal, we revive, and we restore. That's what we do as members of the kingdom. But we can't do that when we're just looking at ourselves. And we can't do that when we're trying to honor ourselves. So this morning, if you're holding on to something and you're not letting God in, let him in. Don't leave here with hurt in your heart. Don't leave here with pain in your heart, because God wants to heal you. That's part of what God is doing here and now, is he wants to heal your heart. Don't leave here still holding all the boundaries and all the shields and everything that you're trying to protect yourself with. Don't leave here weary. God wants you to be revived. God wants you to be restored. And leave here with no weight on your shoulders. And for others of you, God's calling you. He's saying, we got work to do. Let's go. So put aside what you think your life's about, or this narrow view of what you think God is going to do with you, because God has so much more than you can ever imagine or expect. Expect God to do great things with you. Because God wants to give you authority. God wants to give you power. And that's not 20 years from now. It's now. God wants to give you power right now, power for his kingdom, power to destroy the work of the evil one. So it's not easy. It's not easy to try and put yourself behind and stop thinking about yourself as number one. And it's not something where it's just one and done. But if you want to have a life of significance, if you want to kind of expand what you're capable of, expand who you are, you don't do that by trying harder or thinking better. You do that by letting God take control. And if you really believe the words of God, and if you really want to be somehow honored, then follow what he says. If you really want to be honored, then you humble yourself. If you really want to be first, then be last. That, like McGee, when he's running to try and get that first spot, to be first, to be honored, we're the ones that should be running the other way. We're running to that last spot. We're letting someone else be honored. We're letting things go. That was the last sermon that was about forgiveness. And so much time, just so many times we have a problem with forgiving other people because we're holding on to, I have this right and it's me, and they disrespected me, and we hold on to this because it's all about me. Let's let that go. There's work to be done. There's harvesting to be done. And don't miss out on what God is going to be doing here. There is a wave of God's power that's coming, and it's going to blow your socks off. So don't miss out. Don't be someone standing behind, you know, trying to just look out for number one. That we have a kingdom of God that's advancing, a kingdom of God that's going to come in power. So let's do it. Let's do the work. Let's advance the kingdom, and let's see what God has for us. Don't limit it to what you think God has for you, because God has more. So let's do the work. Let's take risks. That God is generous. God is generous with his presence and his power. And that's what we want to be about here. Please rise. Lord, I pray that we can let go of all the boundaries we've set up, all the barriers we've put before you. Lord, allow us to let those go and let you in. Lord, you are going to heal us today if we let you. Lord, we ask that you come with your Holy Spirit and you come in power and you come with your presence to allow us to do that. Lord, allow us to stop thinking about just ourselves and start thinking about your kingdom. Lord, we need you to do that because we can't do that ourselves. So Lord, start doing that in us. Start doing that work of taking away the selfishness, taking away the me, me, me. And let us see what you have for us. Let us take a step back and let you take control of our lives. Lord, let us put all the excuses aside and say, we're going to follow you, Lord, no matter what. Lord, take away all those excuses. Take away all these different things that we're trying to set up. Lord, you're going to come in power, and we don't want to miss it. So give us a heart that's after yours, and give us the desire to really follow you. Amen.